Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me on. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm fabulous.
I was going through your Instagram and I'm obviously a big fan of your work. I love the work you create. And then I was scrolling through your pictures and I saw a picture of you holding a little dog. And I have a little dog, so I often will click on people's photos with little dogs. And then I read the message that was there and it's beautiful. And I'm going to read some of it to you because one of the reasons I started this podcast was because I wanted people to get to know artists and kind of just get to know artists as actually the people that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to read you a few little bits from this, and it's a post from the end of last year. And so, what a huge decade. Started off as a 19-year-old shy girl and ending it as a 28-year-old confident woman. It's been 10 years, so much has changed. I've been a sales assistant, a website administrator, a manager, and an artist. I've moved out of home, lived in 5 different places. You go on then to talk about you've seen a lot of art, you've sold a lot of art, you've been promoted, quit your job, became your own boss. You even shook hands with Glenn Lowry.
Yes. Oh, that was amazing.
Oh my God. So, and for everyone, in case you don't know, like Glenn Lowry is actually the director of MoMA in New York. So you have had a huge decade. And when I read that message, and I strongly urge, if you haven't seen this post on Emily's Instagram, go and find it because it's really amazing. And it talks a lot about what you've been through to get to where you are. And when I read the post, I just get this rush of energy and kind of joy. And we're going to dig into details of it as we go through the chat. But how do you feel?
Oh, it's so overwhelming, but so liberating. Just the journey itself has just been incredible. Everything's just kind of come out of the blue, but also I've worked very hard as well, painted every day and put every effort into my practice. But just thrilled, absolutely thrilled with how everything is going and my journey.
Yeah, I mean, because over the years, over the last decade, you've had 6 group shows, 2 solo shows, finalist in 2 art prizes, been seen in 5 magazines and exhibited in New York. How did your New York representation come about?
Through Instagram. Instagram is just fabulous. They just saw I was posting work and they reached out and they said, do you want to do a show? And I said, yes. In the next couple of months, my work was hanging on their walls in the Hamptons. It's in Sag Harbor, which is such a beautiful place in the Hamptons. It's a very artsy area. And the main street there is just beautiful with a lot of history. And yeah, just the Grennan girls have just been fabulous.
Can you remember the first piece of artwork that you sold?
I do. It was actually to my high school when I was in year 12. So it was a piece that I submitted for my final and it got selected to hang in the local art gallery, the Logan City Art Gallery up in Brisbane. And anyway, it came back to the school and my art teacher ran up to me and she goes, you never believe what's happened. And I said, oh, what? And they're like, oh, the school wants to buy your painting. And I thought, oh, that's fabulous because I need money for schoolies. So they paid me $250 and it hung in the principal's office, this piece. It was a watercolor piece. It was like an illustration of my family. Very different to what I do now, but very contemporary piece. Yeah. So my school bought it, and I think it might still be in school.
In the school somewhere.
Yeah.
They had a good eye. They had a good eye.
My art teacher was fabulous. She was absolutely incredible in directing me. She was fantastic. I was a bit of a funny kid, so I was in the principal office a little bit for the wrong uniform, the bit of a lip piercing. That I didn't take out, but now I just think it's funny that when I walked in there the very last time it was hanging up and I said, oh, well, enjoy that.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh my God. And how do you, your parents must be very proud.
Oh, they are, yes, absolutely. They were a bit more critical when I painted my wardrobes as a kid. A big mural. I think I was about 15. It was fantastic. And my dad said to me recently, "I'm so sorry for getting angry at you about that. It all makes sense now."